Jim Iblin.
I apologize. It's late. I was going to do this last night, but it got too late. So this will be a short thing. I'd like to record a motion, and then I'll make a couple comments. That the council request the Secretary of Commerce to design and implement an industry-funded capacity reduction program in the New England multi-species fishery.
There's a second. Mary Beth, discussion?
Discussion is that as I got retrained, I learned that more about Magnuson, and in section 312, page 129, MSA, it references that the appropriate council can make this request, and as long as the program will achieve and is necessary to significantly improve the conservation and management of the fishery. And, you know, it's we're making this big move to the cat shares or the sectors in this fisheries. The quotas are extremely low, and this will more than enhance our likelihood of success. So I'd like to make the request. I don't know if there's funding there, but this is what Magnuson is about. And I have learned that nobody in the nation has used this section. Most of the buyback programs have been by legislation, but I don't think that should be a reason not to try.
Discussion. Mary Beth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that we had a catch share workshop. We were all there. And one of the things that was highlighted is that, you know, in other parts of the country, these buyback programs have significantly helped both the industry and the resource when you're fishing at very low levels like we are here in the Northeast groundfish fishery. And I think we could look to those examples and look at our current situation and support this motion.
Dave Preble.
Hey, thank you. I was going to mention just exactly what Mary Beth did at the meeting in New Hampshire. I believe it was Section 1, the one on Pacific anyway. I think Jim was in the same group I was. We questioned a guy about that, and he said that was the key element for them, was the ability to reduce capacity by 50% up front. And I agree with Jim. I think that's something we should pursue. And I wasn't aware of the section in Magnuson that specifies that the council can request that to support for an industry-sponsored buyout. And I agree with it completely. I think it should be done.
Anyone else on the council? Doug.
Been at the end of three long days. I conceptually support this. I was wondering what the implications of were if we were to table this and vote on this at the January meeting so that we could think on this. I didn't realize this was coming forward. I think it's a major policy decision by this council. But I also understand where, you know, the potential benefits in this might delay things. So my question is, would it be would it negatively affect the ability for this thing to get done if we waited to think about this over the next couple months? Yeah, the maker of the motion and anybody else that would like to weigh in.
I'm in a different, you know, I'm going to take my chair hat off just for a second, if I might. I'm in a different position because I have thought a lot about this, and I read the passage over and over in Magnuson, and it's specific about what it can and can't do or how it must be implemented. There's requirements attached to it. And I do believe that this fishery in particular would benefit from this opportunity, or permit holders in this fishery would benefit from the opportunity to have this type of a program available to them. I'm also thinking about what Doug had to say and noting that some key members of the council have left the meeting. And I wonder if sort of a in-between approach would be that we could draft the letter and have it prepared and also have the background information from Magnuson in a file in our binders for the January meeting and also have somebody from Commerce or NOAA available to us to talk to us about if we send this letter, what happens, what the next steps are. I just throw that up as an alternative. I know people want to get it going as quick as possible, but I just offer that up as an alternative to just sending this letter today. Jimmy?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I think, you know, a couple months at this point isn't going to make or break this type of thing. It's going to take a while to accomplish this. However, I have asked this question of the top people. And until we get this in a formal format, I don't think we're going to get much feedback. So, I mean, I'll just leave that with that. And I agree we could put it on the agenda in a more formal way next meeting, and that would be fine. So, I don't know, do you need a motion to table or time certain or just withdraw the motion?
I mean, there's hardly anybody here. We can just kill it and or table it to the next meeting. And, you know, I think it would be beneficial to find somebody who would be on the receiving end of this letter, so to speak. You know, who's going to take this letter and what are they going to do with it? I don't know the answer to that. You know, it's not going to be the Secretary of Commerce. But, you know, and have someone here to talk to us and tell us, once you send this letter, here's what happens. You lose, you know, do you lose all control and we go off and we design it and there's no input? Or are they going to have meetings with permit holders? Are there going to be public hearings to determine what people want in the buyout? Is it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Paul.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. There's also, I think, a considerable amount of interaction between council staff and also the development of an industry buyback and also the council itself in setting the goals and objectives. You know, what do we want? Do we want half the fleet bought out? Do we want so much of the offshore fleet? I mean, there's a number of things that require, not necessarily legally, but morally, that we be involved in setting the goals and objectives for a buyback. Because as we've heard at that catch shares, that initial gifting is huge. The people that get a catch share, it's a huge bonus in one of those things. And trying to get back catch share after it's gone is like you pay, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 times what the cost is. So it's very important that you set the goals and objectives of what you want the fleet to be.
Dave Preble?
Yeah, just a real quick question here. I just want to be clear on where this is going. So are we going to put together a straw man letter or not? Are we just going to try to get the people together?
My suggestion was that we would have a straw man letter ready to go for the January meeting, but we would also have dedicated time on our agenda to have a discussion, council to whomever is appropriate to address us. And at that time, after that, we could make a decision to formalize the request. Would also give the industry an opportunity to be at the meeting and voice their feelings about it as well. David?
Yeah, I mean, having read the entire section here, I think there may be other parts of this that we'd have to look into. I mean, there's another section on a report on the 20 fisheries of the United States waters with the most severe examples of excess harvesting capacity. I don't know if this
is already been done. Yeah, it's already been done. It's scallop, groundfish.
Okay, so we are
herring.
We do meet the requirements of the section, then, is what I'm asking. That's what I. Okay, well.
But I mean, that's the point. There's a lot of elements
yeah.
in the act that it's not like, hey, can you?
Yeah, we can't. It doesn't look to me like you can just write a letter and say, yeah, we want this. I think you have to provide, have to answer the other aspects of this. So
yeah.
I think it's going to take a little bit of research on the part of somebody
yeah.
to make sure that the letter when we set it complies with the requirements of the act.
Right. I think you're right. I think what we'll end up doing is writing a letter saying we want somebody to come and address the council on these elements because we're considering asking for this. So, got that, Paul? That's letter number 67A. Okay, anything else under other business? Okay. I'll be taking a look. As you noticed, I've come to every committee we have at least once this year, watching the committee work, and I'll be reassigning or reconfirming committee assignments over the next week, hopefully before Thanksgiving, based on the priority setting that we did. If I run into any problems with I'm going to have to talk with Paul. If any problems in terms of thinking about how we're going to handle those two additional actions that we voted on, we'll come back to the council at the end of January with a suggestion or two and look for the council to approve of it. Other than that, we'll see you at the end of January. And thanks for all your hard work this year.
Well, I take exception to key members of the council have left.